The Light 103.9, we are WNNL, Fuquay Arena, Raleigh-Durham, and Chapel Hill, the Light 103.9 FM. And we have a very special in-studio guest with us. We have Pastor Patrick L. Wooden of the Upper Room Church of God in Christ. How are you doing today, Pastor?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, and I am honored to be here because these are exciting times, and I love my people.
All right.
I'm glad to be here to speak to them today. I was touched that you would call me and invite me and give me an opportunity to come and maybe bring a little clarity and hear from some good folk out there and talk. I'm excited.
Amen. You know, I don't claim to be an expert with all of these things, so I think it's always best to hear from the people who either, you know, have the issues out there, addressed it, and try to help, as you mentioned, clarity. Get clarity. That's I want everybody who's listening now to turn to your neighbor and say, clarity. So what we're going to do is we're going to stop the music and we're going to open up our lines at 919-845-1039 or toll-free 877-310-9665. Now, just to give you a little background of why we've invited Pastor Wooden to come on and talk to us is just recently, Pastor, you endorsed the National Organization for Marriage.
Yes.
With an issues commercial.
Mm-hmm.
It ran on several local stations, including the Light 103.9. And a lot of people are upset, not because really of the mention of homosexual marriage, which that amendment was up for a vote several months ago.
Right.
And it was approved. The state of North Carolina identifies marriage as between a man and woman. But I think, and we'll find out from our listeners, that what bothers them most is that in that commercial, you're a little critical of President Obama saying, no more Obama. So...
The ad actually says, join me in saying no more to President Obama, and the context of it. And I expected the listeners to hear it in its proper context.
Okay.
Now, the context is simply this. I am for marriage. The president on May the 9th, and by the way, what I said in this ad, 99% of your listening audience said the same thing on May the 9th. Black folk all over this area and people I heard from everywhere were upset with the president on May the 9th. How dare he come out after we had won such a historic election? We won the election despite lies that was told on the amendment. The NAACP lied and said that women would lose their domestic rights protections, that kids would lose their government benefits. And no one has called me and said, Pastor Wooden, we apologize for lying on the amendment, because there's not one instance of those things, those tactics even taking place.
Mm-hmm.
So on May the 9th, when the president came out and said, after a conversation with his wife and his children, I was moved that he didn't say that he consulted black clergy. I wouldn't expect him to speak to me, but there are some great black minds that are much smarter than mine that he could have talked to and said, listen, I've evolved, which, you know, we question that, because in 96 he was for same-sex marriage. In 2004, he's against it. And now in 2012, he's for it again. So he's come full circle. He did not speak to anybody from the community, even though he was well aware that his most loyal base, the African-American community, he knows that we're going to stand by him if no one else does. He did not speak to anyone from the community and even forewarn us of his decision. He simply has what is supposed to be a private conversation with Robin Roberts,
mm-hmm,
and says, as a result of talking to my wife and my daughters, two young girls who I guarantee you, if they bring home wives to marry, that he and his wife would hit the ceiling. He says that he believes that same-sex marriage is the direction that the country should go in. He betrayed the African-American community, who in May, back in 2008, when Proposition 8 was on the ballot in California, blacks voted in favor of Proposition 8 9-1. which Proposition 8 was for marriage remaining between a man and a woman. In our state, I think it was 2-1. It would have been much higher than that had mm-hmm. people not lied to our people. But instead of coming out and saying, I'm the president of everyone, the people of this great state have spoken, they have lynched no one, they've hung no one has been shot, they went through an orderly process, the people have spoken, and even if it didn't go in the direction that I wanted, because you know, back in March, the president of the United States, with all the problems we have federally, took time to weigh in on a state's issue. And most presidents don't get involved in a state's issue, but this one did.
All right. Well,
you follow me?
I follow you. And I do want to get some calls get some calls in, because I have you for about an hour.
Okay.
And the only thing that I want to say is that, from what I gather from the callers, is that, okay, all right, that was an issue, but there are so many issues.
But I was going to get to that.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay, all right. Well, we'll come back to that.
If you would just allow me.
Okay.
I was going to say, the reason we did the ad is not designed to tell anyone who to vote for. No one can tell people who to vote for.
Okay.
It's saying simply, say no more to President Obama with regard to the direction that he's going in. Our president, who represents all of us, takes positions that I feel that are just anti-black. Number one, he applauded and supports the efforts of Planned Parenthood. Black people.
We'll get into that. Gwen, are you still on the line?
I am.
Okay. All right. Can you hear Gwen, Pastor?
I can hear. Okay. How you doing, Gwen?
How are you?
Oh, I'm blessed. Thank you, ma'am.
Go ahead, Gwen.
Okay. My question is I want to know that the reason you're saying no to President Obama for the same-sex marriage is that that's the only thing that you can find to pick out on him that's wrong. My question is that you won't Romney in the White House. Why? Because the money that he makes, you make just as much money as he does. Can you prove to your black community that you use your money and put it back into the black community? I mean, we need to know that you're doing something with your money outside of, you know, riding around in a nice car, you got bodyguards, you know, that type of thing. What are you doing for your black community?
I think that's a fantastic question. And I tell you, first of all, you give me far too much credit. Ma'am, if I made Mitt Romney kind of money, the black community would be much better off than it is right now. Trust me. That the Lord has been so kind to me to bless me to ride around in a car. It hadn't always been that way. I'm certainly appreciative to the Lord for his kindness. And one of the reasons I have been blessed is that the Lord Jesus says that when you do your alms in secret, the Lord who seeth in secret will reward you openly. Now, it wouldn't be right of me to talk about the kids that I've sponsored so that they could go to school, the people that I've helped, people that I've helped who've been in foreclosure, things that I've done personally to help people. Pamela and I, we're always helping someone in the community, but I will speak to some of the efforts that our church has because I don't want to mess up my blessings. I think more blessings are going to come my way if I continue to do my personal alms in private, as Jesus says. But I can't tell you how many African-American elderly people have come to me and said, Pastor Wooden, I go to such and such a church and such and such person is my pastor, but because of the efforts of your church, I don't have to choose between food and medicine. We've received awards from the Food Bank of North Carolina for being one of the largest distributors of food in the area. We've invested into the lives of our young people at our church. I have, for the last 25 years and running, been the number one supporter of the church. We give back to the community. When one of the outreach agencies of our community was in trouble, the Upper Room Church of God of Christ quietly and discreetly did what we could to help them get out of trouble. We just don't announce it. You notice during the year, you don't hear us during Thanksgiving or Christmas announce that we're giving away turkeys and hams and Christmas dinners. Ma'am, that's because we are under the impression that people need to eat 52 2 weeks out of the year, and we do it every week. So I appreciate what you're saying, but as an African-American male who is proud to be a black man, who I don't sell drugs, I don't break the law, I am a taxpayer, I am a contributor, I am an employer, and yes, ma'am, I give quite a bit of money to help the poor and to help my community. I just simply don't think all the money I made in my life would come up to Mitt Romney's money. And
okay,
you're false in your assumption that I support Romney because I don't.
That still doesn't give you the right to tell us to say no to President Obama.
The Constitution gives me that right, free speech. I exercise my free speech rights as an individual.
But you're downing the black community.
No, I'm not.
What about your son that's gay?
What about my son, Patrick? As far as I know, my son is not a homosexual. And if he was, I'd love him, I'd stand by him, and I would preach the gospel of Jesus Christ to him with power and authority. And whether he was gay, straight, a killer, or a liar, he's my son, and I love my son. He's a married young man. He's gainfully employed. He got in trouble one time, and he got out of it. He's doing great. Do you have a better shot than that?
Gwen, you got anything better than that?
You questioned it. We're going to move to Chris and Raleigh. Thank you very much, Gwen. I appreciate it. I'm trying to get in as many callers as I possibly can. Chris, are you still on the line?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
All right. Go ahead, Chris. What's your question for Pastor Wooden?
Well, first of all, you know, I want to say, you know, Pastor Wooden, I stand behind you, and I really applaud you for what you're doing.
Bless you, sir.
And I have a two-part question, and I guess my question, first of all, I'd like to say that I am dissatisfied with President Obama and the stances that he's taken and the things that he sponsored in his administration. And I would like to say, what do you feel that Obama should be doing for us and the Democratic Party to, first of all, get our vote, and then second of all, because what they said in the beginning is not what they're doing now. And the second part is, what do you recommend that we do to be able to change the administration platform?
Thank you, sir. What a fantastic group of questions. Number one, what I recommend that if I had my way and if I had the president's ear, I would have said to the president when he thought to take $85 million from the historical black colleges budget, Mr. President, please do not do that. I would have said to him, Mr. President, you might need to meet with your jobs commission. You hadn't met with them in about 6 months, and African-Americans are suffering. The jobless rate in the state of North Carolina for African-Americans is 19%. This is 3.5 years into his administration. The jobless rate in the state overall is 9.6%. The jobless rates for blacks overall is 14%. And overall jobless rate is 8.3%. So, and when President Obama took office, it was 7.2. I would have said to the president, had I had his ear, Mr. President, be more concerned about your own people. Now, the Congressional Black Caucus said the same thing. And his response to the Congressional Black Caucus was, stop whining, stop screaming, stop fussing, take off your bedroom shoe, put on your marching shoes, and let's march on to victory. Now, the president didn't say that, that didn't make those kind of comments to the Hispanic community, to the environmentalists, to any other community, but he basically have said to us who have supported him with over 90% support, basically be quiet and be patient. And a quote is that we need to have faith in the future. Well, here we are, and at the end of his first term, and African Americans are suffering. I love the president. I will say this. One of the things that African Americans could do, in my opinion, is defect. There are 2.7 million registered Democrats in the state of North Carolina, 1.9 million registered Republicans, 15,000 registered Libertarians, and there's 1.6 million unaffiliates. Well, what do you think would happen if, as a people, If my people, the people I'm a part of, would say to the Democrat Party, you know what? You're not going to get our vote without paying attention to our issues. And here's what we will do. We will, and I'm speaking as a private citizen here at the radio station, not from the church, we are going to defect. At least 50% of us are going to, you don't have to become Republicans, join my group, become the unaffiliates, so that both parties will begin to fight for our vote. You notice on the commercials, they talk about what Romney and what Obama needs to do to get the Hispanic vote, to get the Latino vote, to get this vote or that vote, but nobody courts us. Tavis Smiley said that the president got 90% of our vote. He got to drink the milk and he got the cow free. Now, I'm just saying, my position is we shouldn't be loyal to anyone, any party, no matter what. And the notion, the assumption that I'm pushing Mitt Romney is a false assumption. Anyone who knows me knows that I have been consistent. I said years ago when Romney ran the first time that I cannot support a Mormon. My position hadn't changed. I would have told the president when he first came into office not to cut the D.C. voucher program that allowed poor black kids to go to some of the wealthier, nicer schools in Washington, D.C. And what did the president do? He cut the D.C. voucher program, and at the same time, he overturned the New Mexico City Act, which allowed us to begin to fund abortions overseas.
Pastor Wooden,
yes, sir.
Have you ever thought about running for politics? Because
No. I'm a preacher. I'm a gospel preacher.
You are obviously a preacher. Chris, thank you very much. Yeah. Well, you know, Chris said, you know, what has President Obama done for black people? And a lot of people feel that he has done a lot for blacks. He's tried to make it easier to get loans for education. Mm-hmm. He's trying to tax that 1% of the wealthiest of our country to help build the middle class.
Right.
He's reformed health care. So a lot of people feel that he has done some things for the less fortunate and for blacks. But let's go to the line here.
And I think that they should vote for him if they feel that way.
Okay. Hello, the light. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What's your name? What's your name and what's your question for Pastor Wooden?
Yeah, this is Minister Conway. And my question is kind of two parts also. The issue, I think, with the whole, with your message and all, it's a play on words, and you saying, you know, don't say no to Obama. But the thing about it is, my first question is, did Obama have any voting rights or anything in the state of North Carolina, since this is being a North Carolina issue that you're talking about, on same-sex message, on marriage? And also, I mean, you know, if that's not the case, then why is this going to a national level? Why didn't you just stick with attacking the local candidates that were for same-sex marriage?
Great question, sir. Number one, no, he doesn't vote in the state of North Carolina, but on March the 6th of this year, he weighed in on a states' rights issue. From the White House, he spoke to and encouraged people not to support the marriage amendment. And also, sir, you remember on May the 9th, after it was over, he then came out and made his declaration that he thinks that same-sex marriage is the direction that the country ought to go into, and the current Democrat Party, the DNC, according to a draft that I have here, they are now, if they haven't already, they're going to add to their party platform the defense of same-sex marriage, and they seek to repeal all of the gains that we have made according to, I'll read this to you, and this is from the AP, a draft from the Democrat Party's official party platform includes support for gay marriage for the first time months after President Barack Obama said he was in favor of same-sex union. The draft platform includes opposition to federal and state constitutional amendments denying equal protection under the law for same-sex couples and supports the full repeal of the Defense of Marriage Act, which denies federal recognition of same-sex marriages and affirms the right of states to refuse to recognize such marriages. So President Bill Clinton, as you know, in 1996, who signed into law the Defense of Marriage Act, and now part of the Democratic Democrat Party's platform is to repeal it. So it made sense that we would say, that the organization would say, no more to this. Now, if the listening audience want to vote for President Obama, vote for whomever you want. That's not my issue. My issue is simply this: to remind the people of what he said when he said it on May the 9th. Why didn't he just come out and say, I'm the president of everybody, the people have spoken, and we wouldn't have had anything to say. I was not speaking about Obama, President Obama in general. I was speaking in the context of being one who works with the support
of
America.
You got to understand, when you said no more Obama, you are saying voting against President Obama. That's what the perception is to the entire public. And here's this message. That is exactly what is being said. This is what the public is saying. When you're saying no more Obama, you are saying don't vote for Obama.
When I said no more Obama, I said no more Obama. But if someone takes that and they do not vote for Obama,
that's what I'm saying. Conway,
this is why we're bringing Pastor on, so we can have clarity.
I understand, and I agree with you. Maybe he should run for politics. Thank you.
No. I'm already part of a party. I preach for Jesus Christ. Hey, and it's amazing to me that here I got preachers and people calling me defending a man who has no problem taking anti-biblical positions. He applauded the efforts of Planned Parenthood when he was running in 2008. Planned Parenthood is the organization that has brought genocide to the black community. Even the Reverend Jesse Jackson, before he ran for the office of the presidency, before he needed Democrat dollars, he said that abortion is genocide in the black community. Mm-hmm. According to the CDC, more black babies are aborted than are given birth to. More black babies are aborted. We lose more blacks to abortion than AIDS, accidents, murders, and all these things combined. Now, I don't care who the politician is. Mm-hmm. If you are against my people, beautiful brown-skinned, dark-skinned people, our beautiful women, our sons and daughters, if you are against them being born, I have a problem with you. Doesn't matter to me what color you are.
Now, you said that was back in what year was that?
When was that?
What year did you say that he was... for that abortion at the...
In 2008, he was the only candidate who applauded the efforts of Planned Parenthood.
Gotcha.
And Planned Parenthood has had a devastating effect on us.
You know, we know that obviously that is a negative aspect of Planned Parenthood, but I'm sure that there are some, you know, it's broader than just abortions and that they do some other things. Not saying that I'm for them or against them, but that is just one of the things, one of the components of that. Hello, The Light. How are you doing?
Hi, I am doing fine.
All right. What's your name? And go ahead with the question.
My name is Angela, and I'm in the North Carolina National Guard. I'm in the military. And first of all, thank you for taking my call. First of all, I am so happy that I was not the only one that was bothered by this advertisement. And I was just thinking about some of the things that we're saying. And I think it's important that we remember that he is the president of the United States, not the president of Afro-Americans. And I don't necessarily feel that he betrayed us. I think it's just important that we realize that we all have our opinions, but the way that we share them sometimes, because especially in your particular role, you are such a very influential person, and so many people, they listen. But I want to make sure that everybody understands that this is our individual vote, and I want us to be able to make the decision on our own. And I think the biggest thing is, if you feel this way, and that is absolutely perfect, 100%, but I just think it doesn't necessarily have to be shared on a national forum the way that it is. Just not vote for them, but let everybody make their own opinion up for themselves. And I think that's where I have a problem, is that why was it so necessary to do it the way that it was done at such a critical time in this particular country.
Well, can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Do you think that since he is the president of all of us and he does represent not just blacks but all of us, don't you think that he could have just picked up the phone and had a private conversation with Robin Roberts and said, hey, Robin, this is President Obama. And I've, you know, I've come to a conclusion that I think that same-sex marriage is the direction that people, that the country should go in, rather than the very day, speaking of timing, the very day after North Carolina won that won their marriage amendment vote, he comes out the very next day and makes his comment. Now, I do realize he's the president of everyone, but still, this is an issue. Most presidents don't go against their core constituency with issues that the people have loudly spoken on. Bush 41 said, read my lips, no new taxes. And when he betrayed his voting bloc, it cost him. So I appreciate what you're saying, and I don't disagree with you. I agree. It's each person has the right to vote their convictions. But when I just find it a little amazing that if someone, a minister, and it happens all the time in the black community, and we all know it, if a minister stand up and he's speaking in favor of the president, no one says, you shouldn't say that, just keep your opinion to yourself. When the NAACP president and others was traveling the state and they were giving their positions, no one told them to keep it to themselves. The ad in its context is reminding people of what happened on May the 9th. And the reason that I said that it betrayed our values is that according to all the polls that I've seen, and it is changing, I pray that it doesn't, that African-Americans oppose same-sex marriage. And that people are upset, I'll be honest with you, I don't get it. There was not a word in the advertisement that wasn't true. I do have the right to give my opinion. I didn't attack him. I didn't call him out of his name. I didn't disrespect him. Man, I've been called all kinds of things from the marriage amendment battle up until now. Mm-hmm. A lady just got on and tried to, you know, say bad things. You know, people go jump on me for the car drive or talk about my children and my family. And I haven't attacked him personally like that.
And I totally agree with you because, like you said earlier, I want to call and I want to be respectful just by virtue of your position. I totally respect that. I just think sometimes, especially in our community, you all are such influential people. And I just think that whether you all realize it or not, people may agree with you or not agree with you, but they do listen.
Yes, ma'am.
And I just think that the biggest thing is, like you said, your message didn't say not to vote for him or whatever, but the message clearly states, too, it says no more Obama.
No more to Obama. Read,
okay, well, that too may not have come out that way, but pretty much the big message was no more Obama. And that is fine, but I just think that, you know, even though you felt the particular way, I just, whether it was pro-Obama or not Obama, I think it could have focused more so just on the decision that was made as opposed to it sounded like someone's control of someone's individual vote.
Yes, all right. Ma'am.
Thank you very much. We do have to take a quick break.
All right.
Again, we're talking to Pastor Patrick L. Wooden of Upper Room Church of God in Christ.
Private citizen. Member of the community. Proud black man.
And
and my people are upset with me.
And again, I want you all to be respectful, please. And I apologize for
No, it's
for
okay. Let me tell you, it takes much more than that. They can say okay. What they want. I have the courage of my convictions. It's fine.
All right.
I love my wife, my children, my son, fine young man, my daughter, my son-in-law, my daughter-in-law. I got two fantastic grandkids. I'm a happy man.
All right. And you are very well spoken. I hope that one day that I can just talk like you talk.
Oh, you're better
than him. a wealth of knowledge and can go. They say I talk a lot. We want to try to get in as many calls as we possibly can. Again, we're talking to Pastor Wooden of the Upper Room Church of God in Christ, and we're talking about the Issues commercial that a lot of you are upset about, and some folks agree with his view and stand behind the same thing that he stands. So we're going to take a quick commercial break and find out how traffic is, get some inspiration from Bishop T.D. Jakes, and then on the backside, we'll have more of your questions. So keep it right here.